Happy Friday, everyone. I'm pretty excited that people are actually listening to what I have to say. I saw that there's been a couple views, and I hope you guys are kind of listening to what I have to say and agreeing with me or not agreeing with me or whatever. I really don't care what you're doing. I'm just glad that my voice is being heard about different situations. So I appreciate every single one of you that take the time to listen, and thank you so much. Today, I kind of just wanted to hop on here for like a quick brief minute and explain how, like, so before I became a mom, I was like, oh, this is gonna be so exciting. All my friends are gonna just be so great. I'm gonna be able to hang out with them all the time still, and this, that, and the other thing. Like, we all typically have those kind of things that we think about, but I just wanted to like express my pissed offness, for lack of better terms, about how many people that say that they're gonna be there and whatever you need, I'll be there, whatever, but then fall off. Like, once the kid is actually here, it's like they stop giving a shit about you anymore. I'm sorry for the language, but I'm just so frustrated about it, because I have a couple really close friends that were all gung-ho about getting stuff for the baby shower and checking in on me during doctor's appointments and stuff like that. And now it's like, now I really need the help. I need somebody to come over for an hour or two just so somebody can like be there in case she wakes up, so I can get some cleaning around the house done or whatever the case might be is. But on those moments, it's like they, all of those friends that said they would be there no matter what, come up with the lame ass excuses to not come help. And like, I'm not expecting anybody to like drop everything or do everything that like I ask or anything like that, by all means. It just would be nice for those friends that said that they were going to be there to actually be there. And I think that a lot of us parents, we kind of get this. That was Rosie in the background. I think a lot of us parents kind of get this, that you start to realize that the only friends that you mesh with also have kids, or they're your neighbors that have kids that grow up around the same age as your child or whatever the case might be is. And so it's just such a weird transition in life, going from this young and vibrant person to now like you're a parent, and you just don't understand how much it changes you and the ways that it changes you until it actually happens. So I guess really all my point is, for all of you single or non-parents out there that may be listening to this, if you have a friend or a family member that had a child within the last year, and especially if they have more than two children that aren't in school yet, I highly advise you to reach out to them and just say what's up. Like, say, hey, I was just thinking about you. Can I come over and hang out with the baby? Or whatever the case might be is, because I just think that it's one of those things that not enough people do. And so that's really all my frustration is. I hope this reaches somebody that it can kind of hit home with. And if it doesn't, so what? At least you guys listened to my frustrations and I got them off my chest. Secondly, I think that if you are kind of on the brink of wanting to do like a podcast or like start something on Instagram or whatever, just go do it. This has been such a great outlet between here and Instagram, while I'm being a mom. It's been such a great outlet for me to share things that work with me, share my frustrations, and then just that way I'm not keeping them bottled up and I'm not worried about taking it out on my husband or anything like that. So I definitely, like I said, I just highly suggest that if you're a stay-at-home parent, find an outlet to where you can get your frustrations out, whether it's in the gym, working at home, whatever the case might be is, just do it, because I promise you it is beneficial to not only you but your entire environment around you. And then when you start to find that outlet, you start to find peace within yourself, and you start to experience life in a whole different way. So that's really all I have to say today. It's Friday, so I'm super, super excited. because we have plans this weekend to go out on the water and stuff because it's Florida and that's what you do in the summer, or I mean in the winter, is you go out on the water. So I hope everybody has a fabulous Friday, and I'll talk to you guys soon.